Almighty God. I'm unworthy to speak to your people, Lord, but Jesus is. Cover me with this precious righteousness, Lord. We are all unworthy, Lord. We are broken, but we come because of your mercy, Lord. Guide, direct us, teach us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you got your Bibles, I want you to go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter 3. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1. Are we there? Say amen. 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 Know this, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. What kind of times? Thank you. I appreciate that. How many here think that we are living in perilous times? How many don't care? Perilous times in the last days. Not easy times. Not comfortable times. Perilous times. As we see on the TV, as we watch what is going on in social media, there's no way we cannot come away from it and go, we are living in perilous times. There's just no way about it. We are on the threshold of stupendous events. And God's people, brothers and sisters, God's people need discernment like they have never needed it before. Because I tell you, I listen and I watch what's going on out there. People are deceived on every single level. Did you catch that? People are deceived on every single level. Let's go to Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians. Chapter 6. Are we there? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle. For we what? What? Has anybody ever wrestled? I remember wrestling back when I was growing up with my brothers and stuff. You get into it. It's movement. It's action. You're wrestling. You're trying to win. You're trying to win. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Whoa. Whoa. What? You mean to tell me we are dealing with supernatural powers that are struggling and wrestling for the master of this world? I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, there's things that are going on in high places that a lot of God's people are not aware of what's going on. They are not aware. High places. There's a reason why the Bible says that. Satan starts from the top. If I could work the system, if I can get control of the elite, I can work everything to my benefit. And that's exactly what is going on. In this time that we're living in, think about this. This sermon title is Press Delete. In this pandemic, pro-vax, for-vax, I do not care. On either side of the spectrum that you are on, I don't care. Here is the issue. Satan, he is a wily foe. He knows what he's doing. I have seen stuff, vicious, and I mean vicious, attacks from God's people. Did you catch what I just said? Vicious attacks from God's people on both sides. The Bible says, what good is it if you bite and devour one another? Satan is good. He's got God's people biting and devouring each other in this pandemic. Do you believe that? I have friends that have literally deleted me. Done. You're out of my life. What? Are you kidding me? When do we come to the point as God's people, we delete somebody like they don't even exist simply because they have a different point of view than we do? Are you with me, church? Let me tell you what's going on. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. Satan knows. If he can get God's people quarreling, if he can get them biting and devouring each other, he is going to win the battle. Because he knows united, we stand together. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, for the world, this is a health crisis. For God's people, this is a character crisis. Did you catch that? For God's people, this is a character crisis. Things are happening that should not be happening. You're erased if you don't agree like I agree. Censoring the land of the free. Freedom of speech. Really? That doesn't exist anymore, brothers and sisters. I hate to bring you into reality. That does not exist anymore. I'm just keeping it real. Freedom of speech is history. Like I said, I don't care what side of the spectrum you're on. I really don't care. What I care about, what is your heart like? God, if you follow the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, God is constantly testing his people. You ever thought this might be a major test? Where God is showing you things in your own character that you did not know was even there. Sound like I got an echo there. Thank you. That was good. But God is testing his people. He's peeling back as an onion to see things in our character that we did not even know was there. I didn't realize, Lord, oh God, help us. I didn't realize I could hate my brother so much because he disagrees with what I believe. He got the vax. I didn't. I hate him. You see what's going on? It's brilliant. I say give credit. Well, credit is due. It's brilliant. Everything is moving in a direction. He is conditioning the masses. How did we get to this mentality where people are just deleted like they're nothing? You heard of the Great Reset. That's the new lingo, the Great Reset. How did we get here? How? Revelation chapter 12. Let's read this again. Revelation chapter 12. We're going to read this again. And there was what? War in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives two people. How many? Do you realize, brothers and sisters, this is saying the masses are going to be deceived? The masses are going to be deceived. Exactly. Deceived, though he was cast out into earth and his angels were cast out with him. There was war in heaven. I'm here today to submit to you that the first great reset started in heaven itself. And the delete mentality started in heaven itself. Satan said, I want to delete God's government. I want to get rid of his law. I want to get rid of his standards. Satan said, I want to delete the system. Are you with me, church? There was war in heaven. God says, I am going to have a reset. He kicked him out of heaven. Praise God. So what is Satan trying to do? What is Satan's ultimate strategy on planet Earth? What's that? Let me tell you Satan's ultimate strategy. Satan wants to delete the image of God in you. That is his strategy. He wants to delete the image of God in you. As we look around, and as we see what was happening, could we say he's pretty much done that? Yeah. Yeah. That delete mentality. We are a throwaway generation. We dispose of things like they're nothing. Everybody's got their mask on. You know, right now, I just saw this week. It's happening right now as I speak, a major pollution problem because of mask overload. Billions and billions and billions of masks being discarded. It is going to create a serious, serious problem. I'm not saying take off your mask. I'm just saying where everything is headed. We are a throwaway generation. We throw away people like they're nothing. Am I right? God help us. God help us. Go to Genesis. We're going to go to Genesis. Chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. I'm going to go to verse 5. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Amen. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart, that means his mind, was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man. Lord, help us get this. I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things and the fowls thereof, for it repenteth me that I have made man. This is powerful, brothers and sisters. This is powerful. You realize Satan had succeeded in deleting the image of God globally. Deleted it. The Bible says their mind was evil continuously. Satan is programming the human mind. There are some things that come into your mind that you need to hit delete. The email, the text to your mind that Satan puts in there, delete. This is serious stuff. As we look at the world and we see people's thinking, as we see what's coming out of Hollywood, evil continually. I got to share something with you. I must confess. I like movie popcorn. Don't kick me out of the church, please. I like movie popcorn. Anybody like movie popcorns? Confess up. Yeah, I like movie popcorn. So I'll actually go to the theater and I'll buy popcorn and leave. So I had to clean this up. Pastor gave me a call, say, Joe, no, that was wrong. I go, I buy popcorn and I leave. I go home and I enjoy my popcorn. You okay with that? But for this occasion, God wants us to know what the enemy is up to. Because the Bible says we're at war, right? Any good soldier wants to know what the enemy is up to. So there was a movie playing and it was called Free Man. That was the name of the movie, Free Man. I'm thinking, Free Man. Because the Bible says, I have come to set you free. Didn't Jesus come to set us free? And I started thinking, I go, what is this all about? So I decided to go in and sit down and see what's going on in the world and their mindset. I was horrified. I was horrified. This is what they said. In one of the scenes, they said, yeah, so you've talked to God? They said, yeah. And they said this vulgar, I don't even want to say what they said about God. It was that obscene. It was that blasphemous. It was that disrespectful. And then it said, so is he a troll? Do you see what's being implanted into the human mind? Satan is deleting all knowledge of God and planting these thoughts into the human mind. I got up and I left and I was in shock. Blatant hatred for God. Sad. Genesis 19. Genesis 19. I'm going to start in verse 1. And there came two angels to Sodom at evening, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. And he said, behold, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into our servant's house, and tarry all night. And wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go your ways. And they say, nay, but we will abide in the street. So Lot says, come and stay in my house. And these people say, no, we'll stay on the street. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and he did break unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men in the city of Sodom compassed around both old and what? Young. It's important we understand this, brothers and sisters. Old and what? Young. All the people from every quarter, they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which come into thee this night? Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out to us, that we may know them. That we may, do I need to break this down, what they're actually saying here? Huh? Carnal. They want to do perverted acts on these people. And Lot went out of the door unto them and shut the door behind him. And he said, I pray to you, brethren, do not do so wickedly. Let us reason together here. Lot's saying, come on, come on. Let's reason here. Let's reason. See, but what happens when God, when Satan deletes the image of God and the reasoning, you don't reason no more. It's out the door. Would you agree, church? Behold, I have two daughters which have not known men. Now, I don't get this part, to be honest with you. Lot says, let me give you my two daughters. How many here would have sacrificed their two daughters to these perverted, twisted people? Do I have any fathers that would have gave their daughters? I don't think so. I'd have went out with a shotgun, to be honest with you. Can I just keep it real? You ain't messing with my daughters. Bring them out unto you. Do you them as good as in your eyes, only unto these men do nothing, for therefore come under their shadow my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this fellow came as sojourn, and he will needs to be judged. Now we will deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came to the break the door down. And the men put forth their hand, pulled Lot into the house, and shut the door, and smote them with blindness. This is so powerful. We have two scenarios here. We have Noah's, and then we have Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, it will be as in the days of Noah and Lot. Jesus only uses two times in world history that he said it will be like this when I return. Sexual perversion. Violence. You think we're there, brothers and sisters? We're there. The image of God is being deleted out of mankind. Powerful. Romans. Verse 1. Chapter 1, I mean. I'm going to go to verse 20. Chapter 1, verse 20. Are we there? Romans, chapter 1, verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, but they came vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man and birds and four-footed beast and creepy things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to the uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into what? A lie. They change the truth of God into a lie. Who worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who was blessed forevermore. For this cause, God gave them up to the vile of their affections. Even women did change their natural use into which is against nature. And also likewise, leaving their natural use of women, burned in their lust toward one another. Working with that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error which was meet. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Hit delete. I don't want to retain God in my knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, boasters, proud, inventors of things disobedient to parents. That sounds like 2021. That's front news. Front news. Where are we headed? Where are we headed? Where is the trajectory of all this madness leading us to? What is God's plan in this situation? Because I tell you, brothers and sisters, people are confused. People are confused. Isaiah. I like a lot of scripture. Amen. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Amen. Woe to them that call evil good and put evil good for evil, that put darkness for light, and for light, darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe to them that are wise in their own sight and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink. Catch this, brother. This is important. We understand this. This is important that we understand this. It says they put light for darkness. And it says to strong drink. Why would God say that? Why would God put that in there? Satan knows. If I could alter their thinking, if I can intoxicate them, I will delete their understanding. Satan knows this. He has got the masses intoxicated. Would you agree, church? If you don't, it's okay. It's happening whether we like it or not. Revelation 18. Revelation 18. Verse 1. Were you there? After these things, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having power on earth, was lighted with his glory, praise God. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, has become the habitation of what? devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of what? The wine. For all nations have drunk of the wine. All. And have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Can I put this another way, brothers and sisters? Would you be okay with that? Babylon has fallen because she has succeeded at deleting from men's minds the knowledge of the true God. She has succeeded in erasing, taking from men the image of the true God. This false system has totally and completely deceived the masses. That's what's going on. That's where we're at. A lot of people, they don't understand what's going on. They're trying to figure it out. Hey, where's the world going? What's going on? People are crazy. Why are they thinking like this? Because Satan has totally intoxicated their minds. I've said it before. You ever try to reason with a drunk? Good luck. This is what God is up against. God is dealing with a situation where people are drunk with false teachings. Satan has obliterated the knowledge of the true God from their minds. Are you with me, church? This is serious stuff. God is saying this is what's going on in the world in the last days. Where do you stand? Where do I stand? Are we intoxicated? Are we thinking straight? What did I tell you? Even in my own church, there's people that are confused. Did you catch that? Even in my own church, there's people that are confused. The Bible says the wheat and the tares will what? Grow together. So who is Babylon? Who is it? Revelation 17. Verse 4. Revelation 17, verse 4. Actually, we'll start with verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-covered beast full of the names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple, scarlet color, and decked with gold, precious stones, and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of the abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was written a name, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw a woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Wow. John is blown away. John is in shock. He sees this woman, and she's drunk with the blood of the saints. John is wondering, what is going on here? She's made the whole world drunk. And then it says she has daughters. that has intoxicated the world. In the Bible, what does a woman represent? Church. So God is trying to tell us that this corrupt church system has succeeded in deleting the image and the knowledge of the true God. Brothers and sisters, if we don't understand this, if we don't grasp what God is trying to tell us, we are going to be deceived too. It's powerful. What is God's solution to this dilemma that we find ourselves in? What is God's solution? What? The Word of God. Revelation 14. This is God's solution to the dilemma that we are in. Revelation 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having what? The everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and saying to every nation, kindred, and tongue, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Worship who? Worship God. The true gospel. Because Satan has pawned off on the masses a false gospel. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon has fallen, that great city, because she's made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Verse 9, and there followed them saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the Holy Lamb, in the presence of the angels. Verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Praise God. Let me explain this to you, church. Satan has done a brilliant plan of deleting the image of God out of humanity. But God is saying, save. Satan hits delete, God says, save. Christ came to save humanity. The three angels' message, it says, worship him that created the heavens and the earth. You know why the Bible stresses that? You know why the Bible stresses that? That is the one thing, hear me, brothers and sisters, that Satan cannot delete. As you look at God's creation, as you look at the majesty of what God has created, it takes the mind to the true God. Satan knows that. That's why he despises the Sabbath. Because it is the only one that points to the true God. Amen. So God is saying, I am going to have a people at the end of time that keep the knowledge of the true God, that it hasn't been deleted from their minds. And I am going to count on them to go to a perishing world where Satan has obliterated the knowledge of the true God. Are you with me, church? Do you have friends, family, that the enemy has done a good job at deleting the knowledge of the true God. That's where we're at in these last days. Satan has deleted the knowledge and the image of the true God. And God is counting on us to download, to let people know about the true God. Where are you going to be at in this war? We're at the end. We're at the end. How can we keep from buying in to the media barrage, to the media overload of what's going on? It's important we understand this because people are buying into it. They're believing almost anything nowadays. It's sad. Philippians. This is our remedy. Philippians. Chapter 4. Verse 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, it's like, people, get it together. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. How many have heard, people have heard everything is true they hear nowadays? Can I get a show of hands? You trust the media? Wait a minute here. You don't trust the media? Okay. All right. Whatever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be anything praiseworthy, think on these things. Satan knows that scripture. He knows that scripture. So he just flips the coin. He says, what I'll do, I'll have him think on what everything is debasing, what everything is vile, what everything is corrupt. He just flips the coin. And people buy into it. It amazes me. My question to us, what are we doing? What are we looking at? What are we taking in? What are we downloading into our minds? Are you spending time in God's Word? Amen. Do we know the three angels' message? Because let me tell you, Satan is doing his darndest to dumb down the three angels' message. Because it is the only thing left on planet Earth. Hear me, brothers and sisters. It is the only thing left on planet Earth that God is counting on for the last message to humanity. We're it. God is counting on you. God is counting on me. To a world that Satan has deleted the image and the knowledge of the true God, will you go out to the lost, to the confused, to the broken, and share the knowledge of the one and only true God? The world is hurting. The world is broken. We have the truth. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. No man puts a light under a bushel. God is counting on us to shine the light to this darkened world, to carry the good news and the knowledge of the true God.
He loves us. He wants to save us. He wants to bring us home. We are at the end. Will you cooperate with our God? Shall we pray? Loving Father, the enemy that we wrestle against, Lord, has deceived a lot of people, but you are greater. You've given the truth to your people, Lord, but they have been caught up in biting and in devouring one another. Forgive us, Lord, for not seeing the attack of the enemy to bring division. Unite us, Lord, under the banner of the true gospel and the blood of Jesus Christ. We're at the end, Lord. We need a total transformation. We want to commit our lives to you, Lord. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the knowledge of the one and only true God. In Jesus' name, amen. And we'll have our closing hymn.